what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is the kasha. Why do we say that it's basachas? The kind of his potter is basachas from the Ramne. But if it's Bershus Rabim, so there is a chiv of Shabbos, there is no chiv of Neivet. And if it's Bershus Ayochit, so there is a chiv of Neivet, there is no chiv. So Rav Ashi applies it to the case of Tzivot Matan Shleisho. V'kiblei, so it's basachas. But why is it basachas even if Tziruf Yodol Matum Shleisha v'kiblei? So the Ramban here says that according to the kimte of Tziruf Yodol Matum Shleisha v'kiblei, so then it is mamish basachas. So why? Because the askupe is elevated. The Rishus Ayochid usually, the Rishus Ayochid is a little elevated above the level of the street. So memele, when he's still a little matter of Shleisha v'kiblo, so the whole purse with all the coins in one split second falls into the other hand. Still a little matter of Shleisha v'kiblo. But apparently Reb Chaim didn't assume that way. This is what the Chazanish is made. So he has the kashe. So why does the Gemara say still a little matter of Shleisha v'kiblo? It's still not the basachas. Because if still a little matter of Shleisha v'kiblo, so the Ganef is came mitam yad, and mitam yad, mitam yad, so Mimele wants, let's say if it's the same level, so Mimele doesn't come, the whole chavet, only if we say that it's elevated, the threshold is elevated above the character level of the Rishus Rabbi. But if we assume that it's the same level, so gradually it is pushed to the other hand. So Mimele, the moment part of the nasr of the silver is already in his hand, so he should be for that half of the nasr. But as far as Shabbos Tzitzoy is concerned, even according to Mandoma, that Aget Kli lo ishli Aget, but if it's the same Chepetz, it's only Chayet, if the whole Chepetz is Yeitzi Rishus Rabim. That's his Kashi. So Mele says, this I mentioned last time. Elo bal kochoch nire muchach mize tehoti koma bigmore she tzirfiot lemato mishlei shabi kiblei lo habi kiyoni mishuyah. אלו מי שמגבוי, ובהגבוי בימן שיגביע את כל החיבץ, ועל כן ניסה שבס ובני בבוי כחות, ועל זה משפיע משנה הגמורה, דוח את מהסכינון, דאף כי דרך שול יהי, ולמוץ לו משכן. אוכל רשי מפורש דהו מדיניאת. דיניאת. ואין אם שנרשי ספיר לבקסובס, דבוי, דאגבוי צורך להזדח בשלישת פוחם. ואוכל כך יקום מה שצריך להיות למטה משליש, ובעל כור עודו משליאל, אוכל מהרמבה משהו מסביר לו, בין שלישת וכים. So בעל כור עכשיו מפורש להגמור עם שמר בוי. So he says, according to רב אשר סוכים תצריך להיות למטה משליש וקיבלו, so the key is not in תמיה. And the key is in תמק בוי. And that boy, when we begin in תמק בוי, only when the whole thing will fall into his hand. But when half of the nasr of the silver falls into his hand, and the other half not, so then, there was no hard boy. Mashein came if the kinyan had been tzadiyat. So then, it still wouldn't be basachas. It still wouldn't be basachas. So the asogi of the chasidim is a very strong asogi. Why shouldn't he be kinyan tzadiyat? He says, according to the Rambam, the kinyan is only mitzadak boy. Why not mitzadiyat? He's very strong. Asogi against Reb Chaim. Why? Reb Chaim doesn't discuss it. Now, so last time, we'll come to it. Now, so last time I mentioned Reb Chaim's kasha and Rav Ashi's ukimte tziruf yod lemata mishleisha v'kiblo. So it's still not basachas. Now let's assume, not like the Ramban, that it's the same level. So memele, it's not basachas because ha'isuya. So he commanded posidome. So let's say when he pushes, let's say the silver into this end, with one hand he pushes it, and this part of the silver is already in one hand, so it becomes mechuyev on this half of the silver. So I say that true kim hay sudre is kimandi posikon, kim di tofis, kim lal gimu kimandi posikon mechuyev. So in other words, when the likeach gives the kinyan sudre to the makne, to the mecheya, and he gives him just part of the sudre, so he's kinyan. Why? He's kene that part. Why? Because he wants to be kene. But if he wouldn't want to be kene, he wouldn't be kene. So mele here, the ganev is not interested in stealing just half heavy piece of the lump of silver, he's interested in stealing the whole lump of silver, not half of it. So Mimele, how can he become Chuyev on half a lump of silver when he wants to be Ganev on the whole lump of silver? Over there too, by King Suder, if he would say, I don't want to be Kene half a handkerchief, I want to be Kene only the whole handkerchief in Ochaname, so there wouldn't be any King Suder. But there he doesn't care what difference does it make. He only accepts the handkerchief in order that he should be Kene the Chayfetz. That the other fellow should be Kene the Chayfetz. So Mimele is willing to be Kene just in Lal Gimel portion of the handkerchief. But here the Ganav is interested in stealing the whole lump of silver. And that seems to be a very simple teretz. Now, it's not mistaber that Chaim didn't think of such a simple teretz. Now, at that time, it was late. I couldn't go into detail. But the reason is why Chaim doesn't say that is because Chaim was cognizant of another Chaim that he said in Hilchos Gezeirah. Now, I mentioned that many times. Now, the Rambam, in Pirik Tes of Hilchos Gezeirah Baveli, Pirik Tes of Hilchos Gezeirah Baveli, Halacha Aleph. Hagezel karka mchavire veivsidon, gen shechofa bo beiri sichin umayres, oi shekotas es ilonitz, vishichis es amayonitz, vihoras habitien, chayev lahamid lo ibayis oi sode, kishehoyu bishazak zeile, oi shalim mei ma sheivsid, avol im mushchis o meileo, gen sheshot fono, oi nischi fo beei sheyodom na shamayim, eim le arei shaloch lefonecho, shehakarka bcheskes bayim kayemis. Kayemis. Vein achrayes efseido, olofel in gen hifsid biyode, mashein gen adim bim talpili kmoi shebiya. Now, there are two gersoes in the Rambam. So, one gersoe is Elohim kenhifsit biyodei el kenhifsit biyodei Mashein hadin ken bintalpil. And then there is another gersoe in the Rambam. Mashein hadin ken bintalpil imoi b'avod. So the Ravid says, now that because if we say Elohim kin if we are geris Elohim kin hifsid biyode mashein kin hadin bimitalto mashein kin hadin bimitalto. So that means so that avodim has the same deal of karka. In other words, if we are geris, mashein kin hadin, bimtaltelin, oi beavodim, so that means that avodim does not have a deal of karka. That if gozlo avodim umesu, so then he cannot say avishal of necho. He's mechuyev. If we are geris, mashein kin hadin, bimtaltelin, not mashinkin hadim bin taltalin bavodim. So that means only mitaltalin, so gozl kli, and then the kli was nishaf. So then he has to pay. Mashinkin bavodim, gozl avodim umeisu, ispoter. So apparently the Ravid had a girse, mashinkin hadim Maschein hadin kein bim tautelin oi bravo. Not the girls we have nowadays. Maschein hadin kein bim tautelin. But here the girls in the Rambam, Maschein hadin kein bim tautelin. Oi bravo. So that means that mit tautelin and avodim are analogous. So the Rambam says, Omar Avrom, Emesuze, Eloshin Ibiya, Shah, also avodim kikakoyes lin zele. Shariskiru Emel Arishol Manecho, Mio Hanem Milin Khush, Avog Abdul Hatrik Zele Mio Bene, Ise, Vemel Arishol Manecho, Avon the Komokim Nixolime, Vinikis Biyush, the Sibayish Menishev, Babunavish Nishbo Podolish Mahir and Ahayush, Establit Lish Vilishain, Abul Avki Galakadomi, Tokon and Afshim Yush, Hilkakish Meis, or Ebed in Israel, Michal Mesdomov, Sharim Shemeis, Angel Yufonov, Ukshemeis Legazlamas. So the Raved had the girls in the Rambam, Mashein Kein Bim Taltelin Bavodim. So that means that the Rambam himself distinguishes between Kakoyes and Avodim, even though Avodim is usually Kakoyes. So that's only, so the Raved explains it. Emesu Adobo, Eloshel Ibiya. So that's only if goes Lavodim Viskinu. So the Eved is Be'er, but only in Shinu. So Shinu is only kene by metaltelin, it's not kene by kakoyis. So me la avodim mukshel kakoyis, Shinu is not kene either. Mashein kene vizgoz la avodim umeizu. So then he's mechuyev to pay the gazlan. Even though gozol sodim is shot for no, so that's like meizu. It's not being altogether. So there is a difference between avodim and kakoyis. Ho raye, yush, is the best raye that there is a fundamental distinction between avodim and kakoyis. Because Yush is not kin in Kaki, but Yush is kin in Avodim. But Avodim Mukshel Kakoyis. Obviously, there is a difference. So Rav Chaim explains the Raived. He explains the Raived. That Raived Chite is that there are two aloches. A gazlan can become a chuyev on the basis of two aloches. He can become a chuyev on the basis of the kinyon exil. Now, a gazlan has certain kinyonim in the gzeilin. Let's say ligabe tashmishim. So if somebody gazels a chameya and he's reichev on the chameya for a year's time, then he returns the chameya. So then the nixel cannot claim from the gazlan he should pay him rent for the use of the chameya throughout the year's time. Why? Because a gazlan ligabe tashmishim has kinyonim. So he doesn't have to pay for the use of the chameya. So that's the kiyonik zele. So memele, the din shinu is kene, is also based upon the kiyonik zele. I mentioned it many times in the name of Reb Chaim. The gemore, esse kashi, gemore dav daled, how can Rove say, kol mitzanam rachman lisab, iyovid is loy mahane, but the gazlan is kene bishinu. Now, if we were to assume that the aloha that she is gaining, there's a cause of that if a gazlan se chivet, and then it's not gaining, she goes out, so then he's gaining. So what has it to do? What has it to do with Kongin Sam Rahman or Isabi Teobit Lemane? Shinu is gaining even if the Shinu is Meilo. The answer is Shinu is not a king by itself. Shinu is gaining because of the Kionic Zele. Every gazlan, when he's meishir the chivet b'shus abaylim or his magbia b'shus abaylim, so agboy is kinyan b'chom okim. So he makes a kinyan in the chivet zakozu. So he makes a kinyan. And every gazlan, even if it's kinyan she goes out, he has partial kinyonim, ligavit hashmishim. But if it's kinyan she goes out, so he only has partial kinyonim. But if it's not Kein Shibozal, then he's Kein completely. So the reason is why Gazlan is Kein, if it's not Kein Shibozal, Gozal Behemov is Kino, the reason is why Gazlan is Kein, because he made him Isaac Kinyan in Mishiche Agboye, in the Behemoth at the time of the Gzele. And that was Beisa. So that's why the Gemara has the Kashel. Kol Mitzvah Rachman L'Savit Yovet L'Ma'ane, so Shinu Shinu Kein. So the Gemara gives the Teretz in Gemara of Dalet, because it's special because of Zakosu. Ve'ishim Zakzilo, Ashibozal, so we see that it's not Shinu by itself is Kene. It's based upon the Kiyonik Zele. So there is Kiyonik Zele. Gazlan has Kiyonik Zele. So, and then, even without Kiyonik Zele, the Maisik Zele can also be Kene. Gelobt on the basis of the Maisek Zeila, he can be Kehle. Because he took, what does Maisek Zeila mean? He took it away from the Rishus HaBaalim, from the possession of the owner. So that's the Maisek Zeila, even without Kiyonek Zeila. Now, according to Reb Lezer, that Karket, that Kakoiz in Xoleis, so Mele Gozl Sode, he's Chayev as a Gazla. Why? There is no Maisek Zeila, it's actually Zuzom Kemo. The answer is, according to Reb Lezer, that he doesn't darshan the Kol Prat Uchlal, but the Ribu Miut Ribu, so he's only Mimayit from Chiyuvik Zeila Shtores, the thing of a moment, but he's not Mimayit Karke. So Mele Kiyonik Zeila is Chalim Karke too, so if a Gazlan makes a King Chazoki in the Sode that he Gazled, he ousted the Bailim, and then he made the King Chazoke, so he acquires Kiyonik Zeila. But the Chachomim say they darshan Kol Prat Uchlal, so Mele there is no King Zeila, and then as far as Maisek Zeila is concerned, so you see, actually, Zuzom Kemo. But Avodim is Ukshin Kakoye, so they are moved from the King Zeila. But as far as the Mitzias of Maisek Zeila is concerned, so by Karke, if there is no King Zeila, Maisek Zeila is not Chayach. It's called Echad Yise, Bishus and Mori Yise. But Avodim, Maisek Zeila is possible. So Mele, but goes la avodim vis kinu the Raibit says, so is a Mele, Ariel Shoch of Necho, because they are the evidence behind, became old, so it's a Shinu, it's not King, he's not King Shibozo, he looks different. So Mele, that is based upon King Yonik Zele, so avodim Mushin Kakoe, so they are moved off the Yonik Zele, but, goes la avodim Umeisu, then he can be Mechuyev from the basis of the Maisek Zele, so yes, okay. Now, if we are hearing in the Rambam, Mashinkin Hadin bin Tautelinoi Beavodin, so that means that the Rambam also agrees with the Raimat Chidi. So that's why the, and Raimat had that Girse. So Mimela he said, Emesu Adovor, Elishalibia. Elishalibia. But the Magen Mishnah says, no, that this Girse, Mashinkin Hadin, and the right girsi is Mashin Kin Adin Bim Taltali. Mashin Kin Adin Bim Taltali. But Avodim is like a kois. So goes la avodim, in other words, according to the girsi of Mashin Kin Adin Bim Taltali. And Avodim is like a kois, so that means goes la avodim umesu is like goes la sode vishofino. Even though it's not behind, there is no chiv tashlum. Why? Because Avodim is Ukshul Kakois, but Avodim Ukshul Kakois, that's in the Xerzakosuf of Kinyan Zele, but in the Vichatimtse, in the Mitzies of Maisek Zele, so it's not Shayach to say Xerzakosuf, there is no Maisek Zele. After all, but by Kakois, there is no Maisek Zele because the Mitzies is that there is no Maisek Zele, but Avodim, the Mitzies, there is a Maisek Zele. So we have to say, according to what the Magid Mishneh says in the Rambam is Chelik and the Raibet. And the Rambam Shiti is that the whole Mechayev, the soul Mechayev of Chiyuv Tashlumim of Nigazlen is Kiyan Gzele, according to the Rambam. Not Maisek Zele. Now, so Mimele, that's the reason as to why Reb Chaim did not give this teretz, which seems to be a very simple teretz. If we say that now it all depends what pshat we say in the Rambam. Now, if we, as far as King Zeila is concerned. As far as King Zeila is concerned, so then, if he doesn't want to be Kene, so there couldn't be any King Zeila. Just as Elikeach couldn't be Kene if he doesn't want to be Kene. Now here, the Ganef wants to be Kene the whole piece of lump of silver, not a piece of this, half of the lump of silver. Mashein Kene, as far as Maisek Zeila is concerned, so then we could say that even though there is no even though there is he doesn't want to be Kene, but in my sincerity there is. Not but if the halacha yad din, that is until the whole chifetz is in the yad, so memele it's not considered even the part of the chifetz that is in the yad is not in the yad either. So then there is no maizik zera either. But we see that there can be a kinyan yad on the part of the chifetz, the part of the suder that is in the yad. But in order to be kene, there must be rotzen. So if he doesn't want to be kene, he cannot be kene. But if we assume, now that story in the Tuk Yosoyes in the Rambam, whether we are Geiris, Mashiach, the Magen Mishneh says that it's only Sefer, but it's not such a double portion. So in other words, so according to the Geirse, Mashiach Hadin Kein Bimtalter in Ibarvodi, so that means, and the Raivet had that Geirse in the Rambam, so that means that the Rambam agrees with the Raivet's word, that the Gazlan can be mechuyev not only on the basis of Kiyang Zele, but also on the basis of Maisek Zele. Apparently, Reb Chaim didn't give this teretz, because if we say that the Rambam shitted, the Rambam agrees with the Raivet, that the Gazlan can be mechuyev not only on the basis of Kiyang Zele, but also on the basis of Maisek Zele. So Memele, even if the Ganef wants to be Kene the whole lump of silver, not half of the lump of silver, but since half of the lump of silver, in half of the lump of silver, a Maisek Zele is realized, because there is a Kiyang Yad, he doesn't want to be Kene. So there couldn't be any Kiyonim. But in my exile, there is on the half of the lump of silver. So maybe it's not Libasachas, so it should be Mechud. Now, the Raivet, and we see that as far as the Chiyuv on the basis of my exile is concerned, so even if he doesn't want to be Kene, according to the Raivet, he'll be Mechud. Because the Raivet is in Kubetzes, the same Raivet as here, so he says that Sheol Shel Midas is in Gazlan, but so Sheol Shel Midas is only mechuyev. Let's say somebody, let's say, gets into somebody else's car. He has to drive downtown, and he gets into somebody else's car, and he drives downtown. He doesn't have the intention of taking it away. Just he wants to drive, and then he'll come back and restore it to him. So that Sheol Shel Midas. So he's a gazlan. Now, so suppose, so that means if somebody will get into another fellow's car, and they'll drive it, and then on the way it will be an accident, and the car will break, so then he'll be mechuyev, because Sheol Shel Midas is a gazlan. But suppose it doesn't break, but there is a shinu happening in the car. So the Raivet says in Shinu Kubetzes Nagezel, that if somebody was mishtamish in chameir shel chaveiro, and if the chameir died, so then he's mechuyev to pay. But suppose there was a shinu, so he can see ari shel chalfanecha. Why? The Raivet doesn't say any reason, but it's the same reason, because the Raivet shita is that the gazlan can be mechuyev on the basis of kiyang zele, and he can be mechuyev on the basis of maisek zele. On the basis of kiyang zele, so it's like all other kiyonim, just as a lekeach cannot be kene if he doesn't want to be kene. If he doesn't want to be Kene, Kiyonim require Das. If he doesn't want to be Kene, so there is no Kiyonim. On the basis of Maisek Zele, whether he wants or not, if he did the Maisek Zele, so Memele is Mechuyev. So Memele, Sheol Shel Midas is a Gazlan. So he's only a Gazlan on the basis of Maisek Zele, but not on the basis of Kiyang Zele. Because what does Sheol Shel Midas mean? Sheol Shel Midas means he doesn't want to be Kene. He just wants to be mishtamish for a moment. It doesn't make a difference for a moment or for a day or for a week or for a month. He doesn't want to acquire it. He just wants to have some tashmishim for a certain time in it. So he doesn't want to be Kene. How can he have Kiyonik Zele? How can he have Kiyonik Zele? He cannot have any Kiyonik Zele. And the Raivet Shimon Betzer says, in the Haname, a Sheol Shel Midas, even though he's a gazlan, but let's say, if he used it, let's say, for a week, he has to pay schiras, rent, for the use of the chameya for a week. Why? Because the reason as to why a gazlan doesn't pay for tashmishim is because the gazlan is kiyonim. who each Gazlan has Kinyonim Begavita Shemishim, a Gazlan who wants to be Kehne. He wants to be Kehne completely, but the Torah doesn't entitle him to acquire title in it completely. But Begavita Shemishim is Kehne title. He has title. Masha'im Kehne Shemishim does, he doesn't want to acquire title in it. So Memele, he doesn't have title Begavita Shemishim either. So Memele has to pay rent. So then she's Raivet. So we see from that Raivet that where the Chiyuv is based upon Kinyon Gzeile, if he doesn't want to be Kehne, there is no Chiyuv Gazlan. So Memele in this case, where he wants to be Kehne, Dafke, the whole lump of silver, not every lump of silver, he doesn't want to cut off the silver. So Memele, he couldn't acquire Kinyon Gzeile in one portion of the silver. But as far as Maisik Gzeile, So why doesn't Reb Chaim give this teretz? That seems to be a very simple teretz. Apparently because Reb Chaim was not so sure that the Rambam is chilek on the Raivet. After all, the Raivet had the girsi in the Rambam, Mashein Hadin Kein Bimtal Mavodim, or why the Magid Mishneh held that girsi is a Torah Sefer. But it's possible that the Raivet agrees in the Shittas, and the Rambam agrees in the Shittas Raivet. So Memele, we couldn't give this teretz, because in this case the Ganef wants to become a Ganef and to acquire the whole Nasre, not a piece of it. So Memele, until the whole Nasre is out, so Memele cannot even be Kehne. So he could not even be Kehne on a piece. So he couldn't be Kehne. But since there is a Maisek Kinyan in a piece of the silver, so mainly there is a Maisek Zele, he couldn't acquire Kinyonim, but a Maisek Zele. If somebody makes a Maisek Kinyan in a piece, so it's a Maisek Zele on the piece too. And to become a Chuyev on the basis of Maisek Zele, even without Das of being Kehne. V'oraye, Shinu Shinu Midas. So the Raibet says that Shinu is not Kehne. Why? Because Shinu is based upon Kinyonik Zele. But if the Chameir died, so then the Raivet says the Shinu Kobet says he has to pay on the basis of Maisek Zele. But he didn't have any das, and for that reason the Raivet says the Shinu Kobet says that Shinu is not Kehne. The answer is on the basis of the Onik Zele, if he doesn't have the intention to be Kehne, so he cannot be Kehne. He cannot acquire the Onik Zele. But on the basis of Maisek Zele, he can acquire. That's the reason as to why Reb Chaim didn't give this teretz. All right. Now, at that time, I didn't have the time to discuss it. All right. Now, but the Chazon Ish Hasoge is a very strong Hasoge. As far as the Hasoge from the Ramban is concerned, that's no Hasoge. Because Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. But the question is, how can the Rambam say that this Gemara of Tzir of Yodel Matom Mishleisha Vekiblo, so the Kinyan is not on the basis of Yad, but on the basis of Agboye, why shouldn't it be Kehne Mitzad Yad? Why shouldn't it be Kehne Mitzad Yad? Now, the Chazon Ish Now, let's see what the Chazon Ish says. He gives a very nice teretz on the Rambam. Tzorch here, the my time we have Yad, Omnom b'Ramban Shabbos Sadik Veiz Mivuyer, ומאי דמייקל או בשיעור של יודל מטו מגימו איירה שעסקו פה גובה מעט מיודה וכנפיל מנעסקו פה נפיל ביודה ויעבר של מיילה מיודה לקונו שאין ליד אב וילקח כשנפיל הכיס ביודה עם ששבת סביר בו עם כפר ולגמור את הפורח של בני וקודים היינו לרבינה תגיעו לשסרב תזה רמבה ואם כאילו חר בהפך די אפל גאב דו חשיב משיח אל גאב קיס מקומו כי חשיב משיח אל גאב מאב שיין בחוט וכן דיני זה די במושח בקילוף של מי חלרין המשיך בקלי אלו מה שמשיח in other words so he explains the Ramban because the Ramban shit is that we don't consider the chifetz the chifetz in the kele and the kele like one chifetz Ligabi Mishiche. So Memele, even though part of the Kele is still Nishus Abaylim, but the Mishiche is realized, an independent Mishiche is realized in the coins that are already the outside. Mashiach in the Rambam holds that for the same reason that Agat Kli is Shnei Agat, because it's considered like one big chayvetz, so Memele, Ligab Mishiche too, it's considered like one big chayvetz. So there is no independent Mishiche. Independent Mishiche in the peres contained in the Kele, in the purse. But it's one Mishiche. So Memele, as long as part of the purse is still inside the house, so Memele, there is no Mishiche realized. I mean, that doesn't present any difficulty. Then he says, So the question is, so why doesn't Rambam mention the Rikimte of Nasre and the Shulye, the Rachshulye, and so on? Umashe lehivi aram sugi l'shabes. Nile de gores ki girsas Rav Hai Goyen, shehivi arashba. Now, the Rashba mentions the Girse, a different Girse by Rav Hai Goyen. Now, in our text, so the Gemara says, V'chim dike shamtzi, mofik le'at pumei v'shore v'shoke, u'shamtzi na'agide migavoy. So the mele, the Chiyuv Neive comes before the Yisea of Shabbos, before the Chiyuv Shabbos. The like Shabbos, one tenet. We boy say me the islay, umikachuyarai. When the shams in the straps are wound around the nasra itself, some mele is basachas. Not that as the makshin assumed. Now this is the purse and this is the shams in the straps. So in other words, once the whole thing is already out, but the shams is still inside. No, so Gemara says no, that the shamsin were the straps were wound around. So the moment the purse is out, the shamsin are also out. All right. The Rashba mentions a different girsa from Rav Hai Goyen. Avor Rabin Haigo in Gores, Voike Shamtsi, Dileke Shamtsi, Iname Isu Mikreche, Upirish Mishmoder Abosses Aok, so his Pshat is, Aman Dietzrich Lukme Bidimovikli der Shuljov, Uvinasre, Kleima Lomolom Litruke, Vilekme Behoche, Afibu Teme Dimovik der Piv, Luimotse Shoke. Adinofi kule, mishum di shamtsin shebispiv kshuri, shachin derech eise kisi, uporeg deleke shamtsin, kelem adinichale loyukme bichokis, afilo lese shamtsin, viname di islam michachalai. So here's another pshat, Rav Hai Goyen is another pshat in this girsa. So the Gemara asks the kashe, voike shamtsin. He's not there as v'chim di'ike shamtzi, mofik le'at pume v'shor v'shok v'shamtzi agidem gavoy. That part is not there. But the girsa is v'ike shamtzi. So then the Gemara says the leke shamtzi. V'boy yisei med yisla michlechalai. So the pshat is, in the Gemara's teret, in the Gemara's kashe, v'ike shamtzi. In other words, the Gemara is asking a kashe on the tarts. The tarts, the makshin is the kashe. wie soll gedei doch haget bin ich mir jaget konnten wir sind nicht dieser Schabes so die mo der tatzen in der terrets och masken darf gedersch der schuljo in wie schon bin asre that I mean bin asre so now die mo es kashe why did the tatz have to apply this din of migavieti to the case of Afkederach Shulyov, to Afkederach Shulyov. No! The Gemara could have given, the Tatsi could have given a simpler teretz. Could have given a simpler teretz. That the reason as to why it is Vibasachas is because every purse has the straps. So mainly, even if it is Afkederach Shulyov, so he's still not mechuyev. Of a purse, so you had a purse, and then you had straps, and then you tied the straps around, and you wound it around, and then you tied it on this side. So Memele, if he pulls out the purse, so he cannot take out. Because as far as the seam is concerned, so it was loosely sewn. But since it has straps, and the straps was usually wound around the purse, and the knot was here. So if it comes out that way, so why did the Gemara have to apply the case to the Afkederach Shulyov, even if it's Afkederach Piv. But so here is the mouth of the purse. But then they were accustomed to take the strap and wound it around and then make the knot on the other side. So even if it comes out Derach Piv, he can take it out. Why? Because it's wound around and the knot is on the other side and the knot is still inside. So the Gemara is a teret. So the kasha of the Gemara was against the tatz. Why did the tatz have to apply to an unusual case of Afkederach Shulyov? It's not usual. Usually you are meeting the purse, you pull out the purse, Derach Piv, not Derach Shulyov. Even he could apply it to a case of Afkederach Piv. But then your question is, if Derach Piv, so the moment it comes out like this, he can simply open up the mouth of the purse and take out the coins. No, the answer is because they were accustomed to wound, to take the strap and wound it around and make the knot on the other side. So Memele, he can take out the coins. He can take out the coins. So Memele is not chayav as a galit. So that the Gemara's kashe, why didn't the Tarzan give this teretz? That would be a usual case. So the Gemara gives a teretz, the lekish anti. So in other words, the reason is why the Tarzan gave that teretz in order that it could have reference even to a case of a purse that has no shantzi. But the usual case, it has shantzi. And the usual case it has shantzin, so maybe we don't have to apply a derech shulyov. So this is what Chazanish says. So maybe the Rambam had the gears of Rabbi Goyen. And Rabbi Goyen's pshat. So maybe the Rambam doesn't have to apply, to mention the unusual case. The Gemara mentions it. So that was the Gemara's kashe. Why did the Tarzan have to mention to an unusual case? So the Gemara said, the Tarzan mentioned an unusual case in order that it could be true of a purse that has no shantzin. But the Rambam is not interested in telling us that. So in the usual case, it has shantzin. And the usual case that it has shantzin, so it's not wound like this, but it's wound all the way, and the knot is made at the other end. So the melee, when he takes it out, there are piv. So as long as the back part of the purse is still inside, he cannot take out the coins. That's the teretz. It's a good teretz. Anyway, the main kasha against Reb Chaim is, he says that according to the Rambam, so according to the Ikinti of Rav Ashi, that this has reference to the case of Tzirvi Otomat Mishleishon. So the Kinyan is not on the basis of Yad, it's on the basis of Agboye. Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? Now, in Ebenezer, Simen Zidraget, Simen Kufnundalet, Sif Pei Aleph, Sif Pei Aleph. So the Ramo says, Simen Kufnundalet, Sif Pei Aleph. So the Ramo says, No. Simen Sif Pei Dalet. Not pay out, but pay out. So he says, Yesh le'agin, lich fail haget ki igeres, bishor shele yisrilo, vichay le'agin. So the Ramo says that when the Baal gives the get, he shall, let's say, this is the parchment. So he should fold it. He should fold it. And that would be even better. I mean, they don't do it like this. And then when the Ishe brings both hands together, so the husband puts the whole get in both of her hands that are put together, the jum. In other words, that means that the whole get will be contained within the mechitzes of the hands. If the Ishe brings both hands together and the get is folded, So then, the whole get is contained within the confines of the hands that are joined together. The Ramo says, Yin shnei yagin nechpil haget ki igeres bishor shem meitzchilo. V'chim neyagin. V'yeshe kosvu, then the Ramo says, V'yeshe kosvei, sheloi mechoflei, rak litne lo kach, v'aksav, Mibachutz, Shiyiru Hakil Shuget. But the Asami says that they don't fold the get. They don't fold the get. But the way it's written on the parchment, on the sheet of parchment, so it's given to them. Now, according to those who are naked to give the get like this, so that means if it's not folded, so part of the parchment, and not only the parchment, part of the ksav of the get, so will protrude, will bulge out beyond the limits of the confines of the hands. If it is folded, so and then it is put, so it's completely enclosed, the get becomes completely enclosed within the confines of the hands. But if it's not folded and it's given into her hand like this, so then part will bulge out, even if she brings both hands together, still parts of the get will bulge outside. So that is samanei that way. But the Ramo says no, that the yesh neyagim lichpil haget ki geres, it should be folded like a letter. and then be put in the hand, into her hands. So it appears from the Ramo, it's only Chumras Hidurim, he says. V'horaye, he says, Yesh neyagim v'chpilaget ki geras mishol shemoslo, v'yesh kosmu shaloy v'chofle, rak liplo kach, rak sam v'chutz. Now naturally, if it's usually get is written on a big piece of parchment, not a small piece of parchment. So mainly if it's not folded, so then it will necessarily, part of the get will be beyond the hands, will bulge out, will protrude beyond the confines of her hands. And it's still alright. It's mashma. The Ramo is only machmiret b'tirasim. However, Rabbi Kveiger in the Tshuves, he says that this is very, very important. Very, very important. I don't know why so many Bezdins in America, when it's very easy to conform to the Shita of Rabbi Kveiger, which according to Rabbi Kveiger, it's so important, I mean, it will even be me'akif in the Chalos HaGirish, in the Nesine. Why they're not machmir, I mean, for that Rabbi Kveiger, especially when the Ramo himself says no adu lichlaget. I don't know. Why does it kashin? I don't have to break my mind, you know, I'm cautious against Rabbon in North America. What Rabbi Kveiger says that if it is not folded and the get is given into her hand, let's say, like this, and part of the get bulges out, so then she might not even be mikdashis. Because the Torah says, v'yosim yodo, so that means that the whole get must be enclosed in her hands. The whole get must be enclosed in her hands. The whole get. And if the whole get is not enclosed in her hand, so then it's not yet. It's not yet. So now, the Gemara says, Hai Sutre is Kitofis Gimal Gimu Kiman Posikdome. So over there, it's not necessary that the whole handkerchief should be in the hand of the Mikabla Sudea. But as long as he has in his hand Gimal Gimel, so there's already Kin Sudea. But here, the Nosim Yodo, so in order to, it should be precious, the whole get has to be in her hand. So it must be enclosed. And he says, according to Rabbi Kveiger, it is an abaya de Yifshit in Yerushalmi. It's Tshuva Reish Chof Beis. It's the second chelik here. The second chelik Beis. Reish Chof Beis. Reish Chof Beis. Os Chof Gimel. Os Chof Gimel. So, this is a Tshuva to Rabbi Shlomi, to his son. So he asked him all kinds of shayles. So this is Uis. Ois Chof Beis. Ois Chof Gimel. So he says, the Yerushalmi in Gittin has an abaye. Mosala get. Mosala get bim sirema. In other words, if a get was written, let's say, on the Rishapol, we pass that it's alright, even though Balachayim you can, according to Rabbon. So you can write a get. So he has to give it a get. So he can put the in her chotzer, she has a chotzer. So he just puts the behemoth in her chotzer. So the Yerushalmi has an abaye. Suppose he's meiser, there is a key meiser. So suppose he's meiser, the afser of the behemoth, the afser of the behemoth. So he's meiser into her hand. So is he kene or is, so whether it's all right or it's not all right. So it's a bayou yifshit. So Rabbi Kveiger assumes that the same abaye would involve a case where the get is given in her hand and part of the get bulges out. I mean, it's not Rucha from that Abayu Yerushalmi altogether, because here when you are Meiseya, so she doesn't get anything into her hand. If he takes the Behemeh and he's raising the hand, so the Behemeh, the get is written on the Behemeh. So it's not really handed over into her hands. Mashenkin, when he hands over the parchment, even though it protrudes, but the whole get in effect is there. But Rabbi Kveini assumes it's strange. Yes, what is it?
Maybe you could say that.
Please let me explain it. I mean, I didn't even explain it yet. So Rabbi Kveini assumes that would be told in the Abai of the ocean. In the Abai of the ocean. Now, the Nisives in Simen Kuf Tzalikhes Cheshim Shvet and in Simen Rei Samaches and the Makne and Dushi Daf Chovov, so they both mention a very big Chiddush. They say, now the question is discussed by them, why do we have to resort, we have a king and a boy? We have a king and a boy. According to Rashi, Nisives Daf Lamed Aleph, the prime mentions Rashi Shittin. So Ashboye must be Gimut Vochem Rakak. Teitzve says, no, it's not necessary, it should be Gimut Vochem Rakak. But the question arises, all right, Rashi Shite is that there is no Hakboye unless it's lifted 3 Tvochem above the Kark. Fine. But in every case of Hakboye, so Dal Hakboye Meoche, let him became Mitzadiyat. What does Hakboye mean? He takes a Chivet and he lifts. So doesn't he have it? Doesn't he have it in his hand? So how can Rashi say, Gimut Vochem, Jesus says, no, it's not necessary, Gimut Vochem, Tefachecho. But let's forget the king and that boy. Let him be king in Tzadiyat. Let him be king in Tzadiyat. All right, so there is a case of a boy where Yad could not even be considered. Now the Gemara in Kedushin says that if you make the peel, the elephant, go up on Zmeireis, so that's considered like Agboye. So that could be considered like Agboye if you lead the camel that it should, not the camel, I mean the elephant. So, because it's very difficult to make a king and, you know, a king and Agboye and an elephant. So the way to do it is by leading it on Zmeireis. And the moment he gets on top of the Zmeireis, so it's considered Agboye. So that could be Agboye, but it couldn't be Agboye. That's an unusual situation. Usually Agboye means that he takes it into his hand. So let it. So why discuss whether it requires Gimut Vochem or Tefachecho? If he takes it into his hand, so Mele, he should become Misadiyat. So the Nisives and the Makne say that when can there be Yad? That is only, let's say, if I take a Chivetz. This is small chibetz, and the chibetz is my hand, it's enclosed. I mean, they say the same thing as Abkveya. So then it is Yad. Mashem Kein, if you take a chibetz like this, so whatever is in the hand, that there could be a king Yad. But what bulges out, there's no king Yad. We know some Yodo, so that means that's only help Mekechem. And then something else. Suppose he picks it up not like this. If he picks up a chayfetz, let's say if it's a small chayfetz, and he picks it up like this, so then the hand serves as he might say it's tabe. So then it's yad. Then it's yad. Mashiike. Suppose he picks it up like this. He picks up a keila that has a handle. So he picks it up with the handle, the keila. So then it's not Mitzadiyat, because it is only held the keichel. It is not supported on in his hand like Maisa Itzdaba, the way a chifetz lies upon a shelf or upon the floor, upon the table. So then you have to resort Agboye. So Mela says we have to resort Agboye. So then is the shaila whether Gimut Vochem Tefachecho. So the Nisiva says that Chidesh. The Nisives says that's Chidesh, and the Makne. The Nisives is in two places, Kuf Tzadikhes, Cheshim Shvet, and Rei Samaches. And the Makne is the Dushim Daf Chomov. The Tzemach Tzedek, the second Tzemach Tzedek, in his Shuvahs, has a very long tshuva, very interesting tshuva. Simen Shin Dalet. And he is masik on the Nisivis and the very interesting tshuva. So, now, my grandfather, Rebele, in Alichas in Yor, so he also mentions the Nisivis, and he's also masik. But he mentions a Ramban. He mentions a Ramban. That the Ramban says, the Ramban in on the Posik, the Pirush Ramban on the Torah, and the Posik of Geinif Fishim Chore, Mitzumos, the halacha is that one is Geinif Nefesh, is only Chayev, if he brings the kidnapped person into his Rishus. Into his Rishus. But if he doesn't bring the kidnapped person into his Rishus, even though he sold it to him, he sold the kidnapped person, he's not chayiv nisa. Of course, the lavi is eiver anyway, but he's not chayiv nisa. So that's a necessary ingredient in the chiyuv nisa, that he has to bring the nefesh anigna, he has to bring him into his rishus. So the Ramban says, how is it visualized? He says, either he takes the kidnapped person and he brings him into his house or into his chotzer. So that's yad, chotzam tzam yad is raboye. Or if he takes the person and puts him on the shoulders. So that's like, that is just as if he put him into his chotzer. So in other words, now here it is necessary that he should bring the nignev, the kidnapped person into his rishus. So there has to be a kin and yad. And when you put a person on your shoulders, even if that person is a midget, so he still cannot be enclosed on top of the shoulders. So naturally, his feet and the major part of the body has to bulge out. So he's just neutral. So it's like a get that is given that way. Is given that way, and still there is a king yad. So we see from the Pirush Ramban. We see from the Pirush Ramban, not like the Nisivis Chiddush. Alright. But you see the Nisivis and the Maknes say two things. They say one thing, they say that Yad is only Shayach when it's in the hand. When it can stay there passively without any care. Mashenkin, if you hold the chayfetz, well, the chayfetz is held in my hand because of the force that I exert. So then, as a voluntary agent, so then it's not yad, then it's akboy. And they say bigger chiddush that even if the chayfetz, let's say the get, is in the hand, but the part that bulges out. So there cannot be kinyan mitam yad, only mitam akbar. But that's another chiddush. So in other words, from that Ramban, we only see one chiddush, that bigger chiddush is not so. Mashayim came, but the Ramban could agree that if, let's say, one holds a keila like this, and it's not even in his hand, so it is only held by his hand, because of the force he exerts, the hand is not in my seat, stop. So then there couldn't be king yad, because vinosam yodo means that he has to put it in his hand. I mean, the Ramor mentions to Minhogi how we should put the get in the Isha's hand. So one meaning is that it has to be folded, so that no part of the document of the parchment will bulge out. It shouldn't be like this. It should be like this. It shouldn't bulge out. And then Yesh Noago that you don't fold it. But he doesn't say that Yesh Noago that the Isha should the husband she the Isha should hold the hand like this and the husband should push it like this and then the Isha will get a hold of it. So that could be a pshitis. That it's not good, because that's not yad. When is it yad? If it lies in it. So even though, so from the Ramban we see that even though the whole chayvet is not enclosed, within the confines of the hand, but as long as it is supported, like in my say, it's stable. Let's say when the nefesh, the kidnapped person, he puts the kidnapped person on the shoulders. So the kidnapped person, he doesn't even have to exert a force. Let's say, even if we'll not hold on to him, he'll still remain on the shoulders. So mainly it's a maize, it's tava. So then it is yad, we see from the Ramban. But if he just hold something, then the Ramban could agree that then it's not yad, then it's avoy. Now, if we say like this, so mainly we can understand the Trabchai. I mean, he says that according to the Ramban, so tziruf yodel matam shleisha mikidlo, according to the kibbutz of Rabashi, of tziruf yodel matam shleisha mikidlo, so then the kiyan is not misad yad, but the kiyan is misad akboye, and if misad akboye, so until the whole chifetz comes, as long as part of the chifetz is still inside, so mainly is not kiyan even the part that is outside, that is in his hand. So, because it's not on the basis of Yad. If it would be on the basis of Yad, so Kimandi Posigdom may become. Kimandi Posigdom may become. So the Chazanish asks a very strong kashi, why shouldn't they be getting some Yad? Oh, we understand that as far as Agboy is concerned, so Mele, as long as part of the purse is still inside, there couldn't be Agboy. But why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? So it could be that in the case now if it is. We say, I gave another teretz on the Reb Chaim's kasha. Why didn't Reb Chaim mention the teretz? Because there is a possibility that the Rambam agrees with the Rai Mechite. So mele, if the Rambam agrees with the Rai Mechite, that a ganef can be mechuyev not only on the basis of kiyum zeile, but on the basis of my sixila as well, some melee, my sixila there is, even if he wants to be kane the whole lump of silver, not the half of the lump of silver, on the basis of the my sixila. Now, as far as the my sixila is concerned, so since there is a king in Yad, so that is my sixila on that part of silver. But, and if he is chayev on the basis of the Maisek Zele, so Mele, it's not Basachas. But here we say that we certainly have a case of Basachas, because if it wouldn't be Basachas, so Mele, there wouldn't be a din of Kamon V'Rabne. So obviously, we are forced to say that this has reference to according to Rabashi, who says Tziruf Yodel Matam Shleisho V'Kiblo. So in other words, it's not that he pushes it like this, but let's say Tziruf Yodel Matam Shleisho V'Kiblo, and he grabs it like this, not like this. So in such a case, there couldn't be any kinyan yad. So there has to be on the basis of Hagboy. If it is on the basis of Hagboy, so Mele, as long as the whole chayfetz is not pushed outside, so that he could get a hold of it, of the whole chayfetz, there is no Hagboy realized, even on the part of the chayfetz that is pushed beneath his hand. Now, so we have to apply it to a case of Tziruf Yodel Matam Shleisho V'Kiblo, that it's like this, not like this. Because if it will be like this, so then, on the basis of Maisek Zele, he should become a chuyev and part of the lump of silver, even before the whole purse is pushed into his hand. So mainly the we shouldn't apply the halacha of kam d'rabne, but hoyim gam yitzir it is mentioned is poter. Why? Because it's basachas. So obviously, according to Rav Ashi, it is reference to the case where it's not pushed like this, but it's pushed like this.
Last time I explained the Reb Chaim, answered the Asogi of the Chazlish. Now, so I mentioned that the reason is why Chaim says that according to the Rambam, so according to the Kimte of Tzirif Yodei Rimato, so the Kinyan is not mitam yad, it's mitad agboye, so Chazlish Asogi is, why shouldn't it be Kinyan mitam yad? But according to Nisives, so yad is only Kinyan. First of all, the Nisives says two things. Number one, the Nisives says that if a chifetz, let's say, protrudes beyond minatz dodi, beyond the yad, beyond the confines of the yad, so then it cannot be effective mitam yad. Yad means rishus. So only like chotzer. So what does it mean, chotzer? Suppose you have a chifetz is placed on the borderline. So part of the chifetz is in the chotzer, and part of the chifetz is outside the chotzer. So it couldn't be kind of the whole chifetz mitzat chotzer, because chotzer means rishus, it has to be placed in the rishus. So yad is like chotzer, so mainly the chifetz protrudes, bulges out. So that part that is inside the hand, all right, that's in his rishus, but the part that is outside the hand is not. That's the chiddush of the nesivos. Now, so, but the Halachas Eliyahu mentions a very strong ayah from the Ramban Chumash in regard to Dinif Nefesh Umchore. So there too the halacha is that he has to bring him into his rishus. So the Ramban says that can be visualized either if he takes the kidnapped person and brings him into his rishus, into his chotzer, into his house, or he takes the person on his shoulders. But when he puts the person on the shoulders, so the body of the person, the kidnapped person, protrudes beyond the shoulders. So we see that there is a kinyat. So that's one chiddush of the nesivos. But nesivos says two things. It's mentioned in two places, Kuf Tzadik Ches and Kuf Reisamach Ches. Now, in Kuf Tzadik Ches, so Oz Gimel, he says, the question is, the Machlikes of the Talmud and Rashi, whether Hakboye has to be one tefach from the karke or three tvochim from the karke. So the question is, it doesn't have to be anything above the karaki, because it's yad. So the Nesiva says, Rak de pluktaye de machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tami, being lo yigbia biyodei, rak she yagbia mikeichi. That's one chesh. In other words, when can there be kinyan yad if it is placed in the hand? So then it's nosam yodo. But suppose he takes it like this, it's not placed, he holds it with his keyach, with his force, so then it's not yad, then it is agbo. So the mele, since it's not yad, it's agbo, so then the question arises, how many tvochim from the karke? Gimu tvochim tevachecho. But if it is like this, so it can even be al gabi karke. Alright, that's one thing. Then he says, Vinire, but that's his second chiddush, that's even a bigger chiddush. Din beilit chutz liyodei, shenigveya min hakarke tefach, oz hadin kach. Din beilit limaylo neged ave yodei, kono mitam chotzer, kmoi neged ave chatzere, glibino mechitzes, kishu noch, kibuya begitin dafayin tes. Ave lim beilit litzad yodei, nikeine mitam yodei, rak mitam abgoe, ובינו שיהיה מופה למה גימו תבוכים ומה תפח וגם בינו שיהיה עליו ממבוי הבסימר ראי סמכתה. So then it has to conform to all the requirements of Agboy. So he says, that's the second Kiddush. In other words, if it bulges, if
If it's like this, let's say it's a big chayfet, a very big chayfet, and it bulges above on a vertical level, but it's just re pnei avir hayad, so then there is a kiryat. But suppose it bulges like this on a horizontal level, so the part that bulges out, that protrudes beyond the confines of the hand, there is no kinyat, just in the chotzah. Suppose you place a kele. So half of the kele is inside the chotzah and half of the kele is outside the chotzah. It couldn't be kele, the whole kele, just because half of it is inside the chotzah. So here too. But that's the second chiddush. That's the second chiddush. So the halachas Eliyahu's raya is a raya against the second chiddush. But it's no raya against the first chiddush. The second chiddush is a bigger chiddush. And as a matter of fact, the first chiddush of Nisibes is more mistaber than the second chiddush. Because there is a fundamental difference between something that is placed in the chotzer, and half of the chayfet is not in the chotzer, and let's say a chayfet that is placed in the hand. Because then, if a chayfet is placed in the hand, so that means that the whole chayfet, even the part that bulges min hatzdodi, is supported by the hand. Mashiach, when you place a kela, let's say, here is the borderline of the chotzer, and here is, let's say, an alley. So if you place the kela on it, you cannot say that the whole kela is supported by the chotzer. So maybe it's not considered to be, only that part of the kela is considered to be in the chotzer. So I mean, there is a very simple difference. Anyway, the raya of the Ramban is only against the second chiddush mentioned by the Nesibes, but not against the first chiddush. So Memele, the Gemara is trying to mention a situation where it would be basachas, where the chiyuv gneive would not precede the chiyuv shabbos. So Memele, when the Gemara says tziruf yodel mata mishleisho, so it means not that he pushes it down like this, but he pushes it down like this. Now then you'll ask, so then we can understand what, so you can answer the Chaznish Hasog against Reb Chaim. So, but then you'll ask, but this is an unusual situation, because when a person is mitzarif yodei, the ganev is not ilamed in any way, the ganev, so he's interested in taking away the chayfetz in the quickest way. Why should he do it like this? I mean, he wouldn't do it like this. That will only prolong the act of gneiva. It will be much quicker if he is mitzarif yodei like this. With one hand he pushes it, and with the other hand he receives, rather than to push it like this so that you should have to hold it. But the usual situation, according to the first chiddush of the Nisibes, so he says, so naturally, if he holds a chayfet, then it's not yad. Because yad means that the chayfet, that the yad serves as a maisi tzad, in the same way as chotzah. Without any force. The chotzah doesn't exert any force. He serves as a maisi tzad. So if the chayfet is placed in the hand, so then the hand serves maisi tzad. Mashem kein, if he takes a hold of the chayfet, so then he doesn't serve as a maisi tzad. He holds it with his force. So it doesn't make any difference whether the hand is like this or the hand is like this. The question is, the position of the hand is in such a way that it serves maisi tzad, or it doesn't serve maisi tzad, and the chayfet is contained in the hand because of the force that is exerted by the person. So suppose if a person will hold, let's say, the hand in the katafas, and usually if you want to be mitzarif yodei limato mishleisho, so the hand is not even leveled, so the hand is held, the position of the hand is nislent in the katafras. Now suppose if the caliph holds the hand in the katafras, and if you just push it down like this, so it will fall down. For gravity, it will fall down. So then you'll have to hold it. So Mimele, according to the Nisives Chiddush, that the Pluktayim Biloibia Bioder Akshigba Mikhei, so there is no yad if the hand does not serve as a Maisit Stabe, but it is held in the hand through the force that is exerted by the person. So it doesn't make any difference whether he takes a hold of the chifetz like this, or he holds the hand like this. He holds the hand like this, but it's mislent. So the mele, if he will not close his hand, the moment it comes, it slides down, it will fall out. So the mele, why doesn't it fall out? Because the moment it slides down, he closes it. So in other words, it's because he exerts force, so it's like holding it like this. And that's the usual way of being mitzaref yod lemato. When a person is mitzaref yod lemato, so that's the way he does it. He holds the hand in his land, in a katafres position. So memele, according to the nisives, there is no kinyat, but only agboye. So he has to be magbia the whole thing. And if there is no agboye realized on the whole thing, so memele, there is no kin on any part of the nasr. On any part of the nasr. So it's not a deichak to apply this gemore to such a situation. All right. Now, so the Rai of the Aliches Leyo is only against the second Chiddush of the Nisives, but not against the first Chiddush of the Nisives. However, the Tzemach Tzedek, the second Tzemach Tzedek, in Tshuve, Shindalet, he is chilek even on the first Chiddush of the Nisives. And the Nisives. In other words, so according to him, it doesn't make any difference whether he holds it like this, or he holds it through his keyach. It's always yah. Yes.
The
Aliches Elio mentioned the Raya from the Ramban is against the second chiddush of the. The Nisiva says two things. Number one, he says, which is not such a big chiddush, that when is the yad, if the yad serves Maisit Stab. But if it is held in the hand through the keyach, through the force that the person exerts, so then it's not yad, then it's agboye. So it has to conform to all the requirements of agboye. That's one chiddush. That's not such a big chiddush. Then he says, even if the yad serves him, I see it's tabe, but the part that bulges out is not yad. That's only agboye. That's the second chiddush. The raya from the Ramban Chumash is against the second chiddush. There is no raya from the Ramban against the first chiddush. Against the first chiddush, but the Tzemach Tzedek is chilek against the first chiddush. All right. Now let's see the Ramban. Let's go over the whole Ramban. As a matter of fact, in that Ramban you'll see all the long list that I mentioned in the last year. But I mean, not that the Ramban sheet is like the Ramban, but he operates with the same sloth. All right, this Al-Gadaitoch. Agad Krishna Yagid, Kodim Leisa Gneve Leisa Shabbos. Pirush, Piyuli Gneve, Komfute Uprute, he means every coin. Minakis, Kim Shenim Shechom Yoshus Bailu, Limkeim Akein Elei, Konagan. The Athel Gav Dikli Vada Likone, Adaf Dikule. So Mishiche Keine, Adaf Dikule Mishiche Keine, who be Chelim Dimech. In other words, so he raises the same question that Rab Chaim raises. How could there be Mishiche? True, that we pass, as Tesis points out in Amicheres HaSfino, that this Gemore is implying that that Mashiach is effective be kelim shalmeich, but he has to make a Mashiach in the kelim of the meich, even though he is not kene the kele, but he made a Mashiach in the kele. Mashenkin here when the keys is pulled out, and so far just this part of the keys is out, and the other part of the keys is still inside the house, is still under a skupe. So Mela, there was no Mashiach realized on the purse. So Mela, how can it be considered as a Mashiach on the coins that are already outside? So that's the question. So he says, no. So Reb Chaim says, it's not effective with Mashiach. It's not effective with Mashiach. And our Gemara accords with the Kimte of Tziref Yodel Matam Mishleim Shavikim. But the Ramban says no. So Mimele, he deduces from this, Avagav the Kehle Vadali Kone. Adav Kekule, Mishiche Kehle Hu Bichele Nimeche. Alright. So we mentioned last year that the Machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, is on the question as to whether we consider it as one chayfetz, the kele and the purse and the coins contained in the purse is one chayfetz. There's the Rambam shite. Some mele, it's not a mishiche and the coins that are outside. It's like a candelabrum that consists of parts. Oh, and the Ramban shite is no, we don't consider it like one chayfetz. Some mele, so it's separate chafotzim. The coins. So as long as part of the purse is already pulled, was already pulled outside, so the Mele Mishiche was realized on those coins that are already pulled outside. That's the Machlokes. So Mishiche Keinu Bichel Nimecha V'chein Damrino Hoyi Kemokim Chelme Mishnotzi the straps Hochaname Koma L'mikne Maidinofak U'shmamino the loy kone. So the Gemara says, so why? Because it's loosely sewn. So in other words, so that's why it's a good kinyan on the coins that are outside, even if it's after the Rashulia, because it's loosely sewn. So you can very readily open up the seam and take out the coins. So only because they are loosely sewn, the status points out, she kiss in shalahem lo yu tfur is b'chizek mishalom. Ulo heforech v'kima tfire v'lo yu mokim ach. But if they're not loosely sewn and you couldn't take it out, unless you mamish tailored open, so then it's not king. That's a big chidesh. Monefshach. What difference does it make? Whether it's loosely sewn or it's not loosely sewn. After all, part of the purse is already outside, was already pulled outside. And in that part that was pulled outside, there are a number of coins. So what difference does it make whether he has access to them or not? So we see, so the Ramban is mechiyach from that. So we see, Ushmamino deheched loy mishtakele loy kon. The Rashbo also mentions the same thing, but the Rashbo mentions one thing: the heiche, the limoshach kulidikis, and then it depends whether he has access to the coins or not. In other words, and this is what the Ramban means. I mean, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly as the Rashbo does, but he means the same thing. So, in other words, so the Ramban and the Rashbo say that if, let's say, in other words, if, let's suppose he would pull out the whole purse, but somehow it is so sewn together that he doesn't have access to the coins unless he'll tear it open. He'll tear the whole purse. So if the whole purse was already pulled outside, so then it's a kinyan even though he has no access to the coins. What difference does it make? But when do we say that if it's not loosely sewn and he has no access to the coins, except if he tears it open, So then he's not Kene. That is, if the whole purse was not pulled out. But if the whole purse was pulled out, then even though he has no, he cannot take out the coins. There is such a firm knot, impossible to open it unless he tears the whole purse into pieces. So still, if the whole purse is pulled out, then he has a key and mishiach in the coins. What's the svara? So the svara is very simple, because when you make a mishiach in a purse in a keila, and the keila has many chafotzi, like the purse here, it has number of coins. So then, in a twofold way, you are realizing the mishiach in the coins. First of all, there is a direct mishiach realized in the coins. There is a direct mishiach realized in the coins, because if the coins are contained in the purse, and when you pull the purse, you also pull the coins along with it. So there is a direct mishiach realized in the coins. And then, even if for some reason there wouldn't be a direct mishiach realized in the coins, for some reason, so then there is Alpidin, it's considered as a mishiach in the coins by virtue of the fact that you realize the mishiach in the keila that contains the things, the coins or the payers, whatever it is. So if you pulled out the whole purse, then you don't have to resort to a direct mishiach. Then you don't have to resort to a direct mishiach in the coins. You don't have to die, because you pulled out the purse, so you realize the mishiach in the keile. So mele is a mishiach al pidin in everything contained in the keile. Mishair behem ozu, the Gemara bo metzia, davches mishair behem ozu, v'tikne omer ablezah mishair behem ozu, v'tikne kilim shal gabo. Even though the mecher is not makne, that's the raya that Rishini mentioned that we passed in. That Mishiach the Kilev Shal Meicher, even though he's not Kele, is not Kene, the Kele in the is not Kene the Kilev Shal Meicher. So it's still effective. So Mishiach Behem Azu Vitik the Kilev Shal Gabo. So it's considered in Mishiach Ligam the Kilev too. Even though over there, so. He doesn't even have to, in order to realize a mishiach in the behemah, he doesn't have to pull it. If it's an inanimate object, so then in order to realize a mishiach in an inanimate object, you mamash have to pull. Mashenkin, in order to realize a mishiach in the balchai, the behemah, you don't have to pull it. If you just call it the behemah, and the behemah starts moving, so it's also mishiach. So still we see that Mishir Behemoth Zuvitik Nekilim Shal Gabo is considered Mishir. So what do we see from that? That even if there is no direct Mishir realized on the things that are on the Behemoth, but since the Kelim are on the Behemoth, so indirectly the Mishir as a Behemoth is Alpidin considered as a Mishir on the Kelim. So in other words, so Mimele, when someone is Meshich, a Kele, and the Kele has a number of things, so in a twofold way, it can be effective, Ligabe, the things that are contained in the Kele. First of all, as a direct Meshich, because when you pull the Kele and it has a number of Chafotzim, so you are pulling the Chafotzim also, in the same way. So it's a direct Meshich, realized in the Kele. And then, even if for some reason it wouldn't be considered Alpidin as a direct Mishiach in the Keli, but since it's Alpidin and the Mishiach is realized in the Keli, so mainly indirectly it would be effectively done in the Keli. On the basis of the Halacha of Mishiach Behemazu, Vitik the Kelim Shalgam. So mainly the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashbo is that if he pulls out the whole purse, so even if though he has no access to the coins, so then it's not necessary to resort to a direct Mashiach and the Kohens. So it's as long as a Mashiach was realized on the Kehle, so Al Pidin it's effective everything that is in the Kehle. Everything in the Kehle. So maybe even if he doesn't have access, so what do I care that he doesn't have access? The Mashiach is the Mashiach's HaKehle that is effective with Avodah Kohens. So of what significance is the fact that he has no access to the coins? He has access to the Kehle, to the purse. It's in his possession. Mashiach, if for some reason a Mashiach in the Kehle is not realized. Let's say, suppose he pulls out part of the purse. So as far as the purse is concerned, so since half of the purse is still inside the house, so even the half that is outside was not limpshit. This is what the Ramban says. But if he has access to the coins that are outside, so then he is realizing a direct mishich on the coins. Mashiach came if he doesn't have access, so there is no direct mishich on the coins. And an indirect mishich, there isn't, because he didn't realize, he does not realize a mishich on the purse until the whole purse is pulled out. Why? So, and then the pshat is, because the whole aloche of mishich, where is it? There is a machlekes between in Hazov, Daf Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, in Hazov, in Bomtzie. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rishlosh. Rabbi Yechon says, Dvar Teiro Moiskeis. And Mashiach is only with the Rabbanan. Rishlokish says just the reverse. That Mashiach is not Tor. Mashiach is not Tor. But Mois, that's only with the Rabbanan. That's only with the Rabbanan. Alright, now. So, then there is a Machlekes Rishenim. According to Rabbi Yechonen, that Mashiach is in the Rabbanon. So some Rishenim say that it's only in the Rabbanon by Mekach u'Memcha, because over there it's possible to give money. So Mimele, Mashiach is not Kein, only money is Kein. Mashiach Kein, let's see, the Matone, where the is given. So, is kein mit reise, is kein reise. How does he know? So he learns it out from the posik, is sikne miyad amisecho, dovor hanikne miyad miyad. So the pshat in Mashiach is that there is a change of possession from the makne to the kein. So in other words, if the kein, the acquires possession of the chayfetz by pulling, so he acquires possession. So, the reason is why, if the purse is not outside, so then there is no mishiche on the coins, an indirect mishiche on the coins for the mishiche that is realized on the purse, because Mashiach is not realized on the purse unless the whole purse is pulled out into the Mashiach. But it's only a direct Mashiach and the coins that are already outside. So what does Mashiach mean? In other words, that he acquires possession. So if he has no access, so he doesn't acquire possession. He has no access. So how is it? Yetzim Yad L'Yad. If it doesn't acquire possession. But if the whole purse is pulled out, so then you don't have to resort to a direct mishich of a nikne miyad liyad of the possession over the coins themselves. But there is a mishich. An indirect Mashiach. The Mashiach and the Kehle is al pedin effective regarding the things that are in the Kehle. Now, the Mashiach and the Kehle, he certainly nikne miyad liyad. He certainly acquires possession. He doesn't have possession over the coins inside the purse because he has no access to them. But he certainly acquires possession over the purse. So, anyway, this is what Ramban means. Ushmamano, the Hechad will mishtakalei leikon. And it means, the Hechad will mishtakalei leikon in a case where there is no real Mishicha, a full Mishicha realized on the person itself. Vikalimema, this virale, Kimandi Meikelo, the Misaches Ksubes, with the Afkel Yoshusarab, Ulien Mikne Mamesh leikon. Umien umiu in the name of Mechayev, Mikiven the Afkem Yerushus. Umishum hoche makshe, hoche kodim le Yisagneve, shekol puto u puto sheheitzim Yerushusei, nishayev oleo, hoyu li yoche liklo, vimen yoche liklo, loy nishayev. Loy nishayev. In other words, so that's another lashon of the Ramban. Apparently, you see, the Ramban himself is not so certain, it seems, that the Ramban himself is not so sure about his first premise that even though no Mishicha was realized on the Kele, so still on the coins that are already outside, so a Mishicha is effective. A Mishicha is effective. So the Ramban, that's what the Ramban said. So that's the first lashon. But the second lashon, he is disposed to agree with Reb Chaim's laws. That even though Mishicha B'Kilo Shel Meicher is effective, but why is it effective? Because the Mishicha was made. But if no Mishicha was made in the Kilo Shel Meicher, so then it's not effective. So the question is, why does the Gemara say, V'insaltet aytoch haget klish mei aget, kodim li isab neve li isa shabes? Pirish, di ilu li neve kol pute u pute min akis, kim shenim shom shesabayim, lim kin akrin ele, kono ganev, vafam gav di pni vada li kone, ad av ki kulei, o mishiche keinu. So that's the first lashon, but the second lashon, he assumes like Reb Chaim, that if a Mishicha is not realized in the Kele, so it's not a Mishicha, even the coins that are outside. Oh, so why does the Gemara say that the Chiyuv Gneve precedes the Chiyuv Shabbos? So he says, Kene he cannot be, but Iganev he becomes Mechuyev. He says, V'yikalameimah. In other words, that this Gemara